You're listening to SBS News. When you want
to fly, Trans Australia Airlines, Compass Airlines.
Am I with Ansett? Absolutely.
And probably the most memorable, Ansett Australia. Those are some of the airlines who've tried and failed in our aviation market. The latest to be in trouble is Virgin Australia after entering voluntary administration on Monday. The first major airline to collapse was Australian National Airways in the 1930s, according to historian Phil Varbray from Melbourne's Civil Aviation Historical Society. It was founded by aviation great Charles Kingsford Smith.
They were one of the first proper airlines in Australia. They were thought to be an excellent operation at the time, but after they had an accident, a major accident, where one of their aircraft crashed and was never found, or not found for a long time, they simply ran out of money to keep operating.
Sydney aviation specialist Peter Marazecki says a lack of money has been a common factor in airline collapses, not just in Australia, but around the world.
There's a history, and unfortunately airline business is not a very secure business. It takes an awful lot of money to operate an airline, and even more money to maintain and keep the aircraft going, keep pilots trained and engineers trained.
By the mid-1950s, a second Australian National Airways was about to collapse. So it joined Ansett, which was back then a much smaller operation. Ansett grew to become, by the 1990s, one of two major Australian carriers. The other was Qantas. As part of the process of privatisation and deregulation of airlines, the Flying Kangaroo acquired Trans Australia Airlines. And in 2001, Ansett went under too. Around 15,000 people lost their jobs. Some workers have still never recovered.
I certainly went to over 20 funerals after the collapse of Ansett, associated with people that had great difficulties and just couldn't cope.
That's Trevor Jensen, who was once head of operations at the airline. He says he understands how Virgin staff are feeling right now.
They're great people, they're very committed, and this is just devastating. Well, yes, a lot of the people, some of these people at Virgin in particular, have had nearly 20 years there. Certainly at Ansett, when we collapsed, we had people with very, very long tenure. And so it's a family, and it's loss of a family member.
When Ansett collapsed, Virgin was already operating as a budget airline. It started out with one route and 200 staff, and in 2001 added 14 new routes. Now the fate of at least 15,000 of the airline workers and supply chain workers is under a cloud. But despite its problems, Mr. Jensen, who is now an aviation consultant, says the country's industry is still bright.
This is very difficult at this time for all the staff, but they've got to be optimistic. There is a future. This will be restructured, and there will be opportunities and jobs.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.